I didn't see anybody nodding off out there. That was, it really is an extraordinary piece of work. A couple of minor points of analysis. How does he get away with it? You know, it's the same rhythmic pattern. It's the same, basically the same melodic pattern over and over again. And it's so deftly done that you never, until you look at it, you don't realize how he's brought it off. What he does is he just keeps the melodic line rising all the time. I mean, the first phrase goes up to the G, and then it goes up to the A the second time. Then all the way up to the D. And the second time it's different, which was the hallmark of great composers. They did do different things instead of doing the same thing over and over. But to the G. And then the second time he goes up to the B. And now he goes all the way up to the high E. There's another one of those leaps. So he keeps you on the edge of your seat. Now, we have said nothing about lyrics, Jay, because we wanted to make the point that Cole Porter was basically about music. He belonged to that generation, that school of songwriters that realized that the fundamental foundation of a song is the melody. Not that the lyrics aren't important. Without a strong melody, you don't have a song. And that's why we have spent a good deal of time just talking about his music. But I thought if I would give you a special thrill, not too many people get to read the lyrics to Begin the Beguine in public in Northern Virginia in the middle of the week.
Why, thank you, John. The lyrics to Begin the Beguine. When they begin to begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars and down by the shore. An orchestra is playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin to begin. To live it again is past all endeavor. Except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now I want to hear people curse the chance that was wasted. I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the begin. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember.
That's enough. I've heard enough.
Oh, no, I'm getting into it. No, wait a minute. No.
Jeez.
No. He doesn't want the beginning to be played. He's too sad about it. Then he changes his mind at the end and says, oh, begin the beginning.
So well, you
he
know.
He comes back to being a believer in love in the next 10
years. Is the, oh, well, right. You've read it through to the end. God, that was cheating. Here's the point about that lyric. First of all, what is it about? It isn't about anything. It's about some guy or gal who doesn't want them to begin the beginning. I think that's kind of the gist of it. That's the dramatic substance. But it is a magical lyric,
right?
When it's sung, and that's the point. I mean, all of those cardboard stage props, the swaying palms and the orchestra down by the shore, it is absolutely exquisite when it's sung. And you even forgive all those stupid people cursing the chance that was wasted. And, you know, the idea, well, it isn't necessary to know what it is they're cursing or why Cole Porter understands what they mean and we don't. It has the basic elements of a great lyric, which is that the words fall with the music just beautifully. It creates a third dimension which is greater than either the music or the lyrics alone.